As of June 21, National Indigenous Peoples Day, Sechelt Nation place names will be restored to 10 waters and village sites within its SWIA, lands, world, birthplace or territory, on the Sunshine Coast. The changes include the waterways of Jervis Inlet to Lequaman, Earl's Cove to Skell, Pender Harbor to Kalpilan, Deserted Bay to Sune, Deserted River to Sune Stulu, and Hunachan Creek to Zenikan Stulu. On land, Mount Victoria will be known as Kells. Previously unnamed locations have also received names. The major village site at the head of Lequaman has been named Zenikan. The major village site at the mouth of Sune Stulu has been named Sune. And the previously unnamed lake east of Chapman Lake within the Tetrahedron Park has been named Mala, Hindsmith Lake. Pronunciations can be found at shishal.com/culture-language/sechelt-language/. In a press release, the nation announced the work done under the Sechelt BC Foundation Agreement. LHEHIWUS Yalks We Mult, Chief Lenora Joe, said, "This is a great achievement that shows the importance of our journey together towards reconciliation. These place names have great meaning to the Sechelt people that dates to time immemorial. Recognizing these original place names honors our ancestors, heals and teaches our present Sechelt members and will continue to revitalize our language and culture for future generations. We are grateful for the support of our provincial and regional district partners. There is no end date to reconciliation. We continue to learn and work together to bring real progress to reconciliation." The Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sports Lana Popham acknowledged the 10 place names as important work toward reconciliation. "Indigenous names hold great significance," she said in the press release. "Recognizing the cultural history and heritage values of these places fosters greater understanding and appreciation among both residents and visitors for their deep history." Comments on the proposed name changes were invited from relevant organizations from September 2022 to April 2023, and showed broad support. The place names are part of the 2018 Foundation Agreement, which also includes land transfers to Sechelt Nation, shared decision-making and cooperation on land use planning. Recognizing and restoring place names is also part of the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples through the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act.